Pupil's Book, Unit 4, page 48.
The £20,000 Adventure. Joshua's ill and bored. He has flu, and he has had a fever for several days. But today he's feeling a bit better. His mum says he can go downstairs, lie down on the sofa and watch television with his sister, Chloe. Joshua and Chloe are watching a programme about crocodiles. There's a knock on the door. It's their cousin Eddie. He has come to see if Joshua's feeling better.
How long have you been ill?
He asks.
For 4 days,
says Joshua.
I haven't been to school since last Monday.
Lucky you,
says Eddie. The crocodile programme has finished. The local news programme is starting.
There was a robbery at Witten's Bank last night. Unfortunately, thieves stole about £20,000 in cash and escaped in a fast car,
the newsreader says.
The thieves are dangerous criminals.
I know that bank,
Chloe says excitedly.
It's on the high street.
Joshua's feeling sleepy. His eyes are closing.
Come on, Joshua,
says Eddie.
Let's climb some trees.
Outside in the garden, Chloe's climbing a tree, and the two boys quickly climb up to join her.
Look at those men,
says Chloe, pointing at two men kneeling on the ground by the river.
What are they doing?
Shh,
whispers Joshua.
They'll hear you, and they look dangerous.
But look,
says Eddie, feeling worried.
What are they doing?
One of the men is taking a huge pile of papers from a brown bag.
It's the £20,000,
whispers Chloe.
You know, the money from the bank on the high street. Look, they're hiding it in the hole.
Yes, and the newsreader said they're dangerous criminals,
whispers Joshua. The two men look up, as if they've heard something. The children freeze. They are terrified. The three children watch in complete silence while the men finish hiding the cash and walk away through the wood.
Let's get it,
says Chloe, climbing down the tree fast.
Come on, Joshua,
shouts Eddie.
What are you waiting for? They might come back.
But Joshua isn't feeling well. He thinks he might have a fever again. As he's climbing down the tree, he cuts his knee and cries out in pain. Chloe and Eddie get the bag. They make so much noise that Joshua starts to feel nervous. They don't see the men coming back. Suddenly, the men are standing right behind them, and they look furious.
Hey, drop that!
They shout.
Run!
Shouts Eddie. Eddie and Chloe grab the money and run to the bridge as fast as they can. They cross over the river. But Joshua can't run to the bridge. His knee's bleeding. It's too painful to run.
Hurry up, Joshua! They're going to catch you!
Shouts Eddie from the other side of the river. Joshua decides to swim to the other side. He's just going to jump into the water to cross the river when he sees crocodiles. He's very frightened now. Oh no! Crocodiles! How strange, thinks Joshua for a moment. Crocodiles live in Africa, not here. Joshua's trapped, with the thieves behind him and crocodiles in front of him. Oh no! He can't run to the bridge. He can't swim across the river. What can he do? Then he sees a rope hanging from a tree. Can he swing across? Joshua, wake up! You're shouting in your sleep. Something about crocodiles. Are you feeling okay? Asks his mother, coming into the room.
Oh, Mum. Yes, I'm feeling much better now,
says Joshua. Come on, switch off the television. It's time to eat, says his mum.